This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We could put up with it, but I don't know. All right. Well, the Knicks played well, not well enough, and now they are in the process of finding a new coach. It's been a very interesting search. They need to get a couple of new players, and we get the guy who's going to give us a scoop. Big fan, been a fan for a while. He's piped in. He doesn't make stuff up. He's not a sensationalist. He gets stuff. And his name is Ian Begley, SNY. Covers the Knicks, covers the NBA. It's BT and Sal. Sal is off, so it's just me today. How you doing today, buddy? I appreciate you hopping on. I know you're busy.
Of course, BT. I appreciate the kind words, man. Thank you. Always happy to jump on with you.
Nice. There you go. All right, let's talk some shop. So when all this was going down, it still seemed pretty abrupt here, going back to the day that Tom was fired. Remember, I was actually at a stoplight, and I do radio all this. I want to listen to music, even though I listen to Evan and Tiki a lot. I had music on, is what I'm saying. And I'm at a stoplight. Right. I get a text from Sal. Wow, they whacked him. So I was surprised, even though I said that they should fire him with all due respect. And I think once we got past that point, we all had to determine, was there a plan or was there not a plan? I've said from day one, there is no plan. Doesn't mean it can't work out well. But this has been all over the map. Did they have a plan?
Mm-hmm. There was no surefire guy that they were turning to that they knew they could get. That's for sure. I mean, I would say no, just in terms of they didn't have anything lined up. So, I even think in the aftermath of this thing, BT, going into even like that day, like those meetings when they went in, they talked to Thibodeau, they talked to the players, the owners there, Leon Rose, and I don't know who else is there. But even going into that, it was no sure thing. That's why I think there was no like hard plan in place. And then it became kind of just trying to figure out what the landscape is, who's available, who isn't available, talk to who you can talk to, and figure it out.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to just keep going to the past here, but I would like to know, because we want to push this forward. That's the point of having you on. But, Malone, who won a championship and is still out there and has really not been seriously connected at all, why not?
Yeah, I'm only guessing at the answer here. My guess would be, there was a very public-private, maybe it was public at times, the falling out between him and the Denver front office was a big deal. And so maybe the Knicks now, wanting a coach who they can collaborate with, who front office coaching staff can work together on things instead of having a cold war like they did in Denver. Mm-hmm. I just wonder maybe if that's a factor as to why they never got in on Malone, because they haven't.
Yeah.
And who the heck knows? Maybe this thing takes another 2 weeks and they do, but they haven't. And there's obviously reasons why they haven't.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, those exit meetings, it seemed like now they were not identified. And I like if you happen to know and you got to protect off the record, of course, I get that. I mean, I strongly surmise Cat had to be one of them. Do you think that they gave Carl Anthony Towns like a little too much juice for a guy who's been here for 1 year?
You know, I've just heard top players, right? And I didn't hear a number, but I just heard several top players. So I also would assume Carl Anthony Towns is a guy. It would be one of the guys that they're listening to. I can only say that I don't think any of the players went in there and said, you have to fire this guy. Like, we can't play for him. I think it was just, you know, criticisms about process and things that could have gone differently in the season. So did they give Carl Anthony Towns too much weight? Maybe. But yeah. I don't think that was like that Carl started pounding on the table and they said, all right, we got to do this.
Gotcha.
But I do think what the players said mattered and factored into the final decision.
Yeah, and I don't think the Knicks are alone in that regard. It's 2025. The player has a strong voice. And I think most well-run franchises, and the Knicks are finally seemingly well-run, I think a lot of those teams rely on that kind of feedback. You know, I mean, I think it's almost irresponsible not to do that with the modern athlete. You almost have to.
Yeah, I agree, especially where you are in terms of these guys being, you know, under contract for several years and you're, the idea that you're probably committed to these guys moving forward. You want them at least abreast of what's going on. You want to talk to them. You don't want them to dictate things. I don't think any of the Knicks players are dictating anything, but you certainly want them involved.
All right, so let's get down to where we are now. We're talking to Ian Begley, by the way,
yes.
SNY, of course, with us here, BT and Sal on the Fan, and covers the Knicks NBA for SNY, as I said. So Mike Brown, interview number two. It seems like Dolan will be in the room for this, so it's obviously getting serious.
Yep.
Before we get into Mike Brown's candidacy, and I like Mike Brown. I think I like him more than others. Is it Deadwood Kidd? Like, is that done, Jason Kidd, or no? Still a chance?
At this point, again, like, until he puts pen to paper with an extension for Dallas, I'm not going to totally rule it out because I've been doing this for too long to do that. But I don't see it as a pathway. I think it's a very, very small chance. I would be comfortable saying that at this point on Jason Kidd.
Okay, I agree. And again, I do want to get more on Brown here, but this is one thing that threw me for a loop. And, you know, it's not, I'm sure some will think this, so I'll just preface it. Like, it's not because she coaches women's basketball. I'd say the same thing about Gino. Like, when the name Dawn Staley pops up, or Gino Auriemma could have been, I'm sitting there saying, what? Like, how did that even become a talking point?
You know, I don't know for sure that there was like a formal interview. I'm not sure. Obviously, the AD came out and said, confirmed that they made contact with Staley. My guy CP was all over that one. But I think what I would say, if you're asking me that question, like in terms of their thinking, they and I think the owner, James Dolan, likes a process, likes to see, you know, you kind of really scour the market and kind of do everything you can to learn everything you can about who is available, who isn't available. So I that's what I would assume, that it's just, you know, part of that process. She is not going to be the head coach, I don't think, and I don't think that she was a serious candidate. But I do think it's just kind of checking your boxes, talking to everybody who's kind of in your Rolodex, who you can get in. And learning things. And so I think it was more so that was the case.
Okay, so information gathering, due diligence, that's something Cashman's always said. And, you know, and by the way, the Jets did this where they exhausted. They took like 19 guys. I remember they interviewed the Maryland coach who had like 4 wins. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? But if before they settled on Glenn, but if you can glean information and then apply it somewhere else, I'll never say that that's bad. I didn't know where that came from. And that's why I was a little confused. All right, Mike Brown. Do you like him? Do you like him for the Knicks? Do you like him philosophically, offensive stuff, as the league changes? Do you like Mike Brown if Mike Brown is indeed becoming the guy, if he becomes the guy?
You know, it's tough, BT, because are we saying, is Mike Brown better than Tom Thibodeau? A clear upgrade? I don't think so. But then,
well, offensively, he is. That's what they need. Offensively, he is, for sure.
Well, you know, the interesting thing there, too, I mean, it's kind of, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but James Brego, one of the coaches who interviewed with the Knicks, who is still a candidate, as far as I know.
Yep.
So I don't want to jump the gun, but I know, you know, if Brown does get the job, he does see Brego as an important addition to the staff, and Brego just very creative offensively. So I don't want to digress too much, but I think that would be a big add if it does go that way. So what I would say, though, is, given the situation they're in, Brown is probably the best candidate or among the best candidates for the job, given who's out there. Mm-hmm. I do think, you know, one of the things in Sacramento that you heard was that he lost some of the guys in the locker room at the end there, some of the veterans. And, you know, that gives me reason to pause in terms of if I'm thinking, is this a good hire? Is it a bad hire? Analyzing the hire. But in terms of winning games and kind of getting things jump-started in Sacramento, you got to give him a lot of credit there. And it seems to me, he's talked a bit about this, he's a guy who learns from his experiences. He's got a ton of experience. You need a head coach with experience for this position, given where the Knicks are. So I agree with the assessment I heard actually earlier today from somebody who worked with Brown and other coaches. He said that he thought Brown was the best guy available for this job at this specific time.
Hmm. You see, when Tom Thibodeau came in, you know, you could come in, roll up your sleeves, not have much of a personality, all about the job, all about the grind, and we respected that. And as you ascend to eventually the Eastern Conference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finals, we don't need splashy press conferences. We need wins. We need stability. And Tom was phenomenal with that.
Right.
But when you're walking into the job now like this with all the hard work already done and the Eastern Conference being pretty soft and pretty broken, like it's a disaster, as you know, at this point, you need obviously a good coach, but you need somebody who's got a little charisma or at least the chops to explain away an early rough patch because the expectations are so high. You like Mike Brown mixing with the New York media? Is that a fit? I think it is.
I think so, just based on talking to people who've covered him. Like, he handles himself well, and he, you know, he can explain decisions, and he's not going to shy away from stuff, and he knows the league. I mean, he knows what he's getting himself into
if it
is Mike Brown. So it's not like he's coming here for a payday. He's coming here because he knows what it is, and he wants the opportunity, if it does go that way. But I do think, to your point, BT, this coach, whoever it's going to be, is going to be under the microscope from day one, and the expectations are going to be, you know, NBA Finals or bust. So it's a difficult job to take on here. But Brown, given what he's done, given how he's handled himself in different situations, I think he'd be good with handling a rough patch, handling a storm, and moving forward.
I agree. And listen, to say that I love Mike Brown would be a bit of a stretch, but I'm definitely on board with the hire, and I think it will be good. That's Ian Begley, if that happens. Of course, BT and Sal, Ian with SNY, talking Knicks. All right, now, this is kind of a little trapdoor or a U-turn or a pivot that maybe you didn't see coming, but I think this is very interesting in the Knick universe right now. So, because nobody can quantify the amount of impact Dolan had on the eventual firing of Tom Thibodeau. We could all theorize, like, I think his fingerprints are all over it myself, but I can't prove that, right? If that's the case, even if it's less than I think, but it's somewhat there, is there a chance, if that new aggressive Dolan has inserted himself into the situation, that there could be an issue with Dolan and Leon Rose. Because one thing, eventually, because one thing about Leon Rose with his chops and his contacts, and he is not getting told and pushed around by anybody at this stage of his life and his career. Any concern that a Rose-Dolan relationship could grow to be a little frayed or maybe a little fractured?
At this point, no, but I think just, you know, pro sports, Brandon, like once an executive is on his second head coach, it's going to fall on the executive if things don't work well. And I'm sure that if that script played out here, it would fall on Leon Rose and the group, especially given that, you know, Tom Thibodeau's making $30+ million to be at home, and there's a lot of resources being poured into this. Yeah. But I don't think, no, I don't think any like specific clash between the owner and Leon Rose,
yeah,
you know, at this point. I think Dolan, from my understanding, talking to people who've been around the search, you know, the resources are going to be there for whoever the head coach is to get what he wants to get and to put himself in the best position to succeed. And to me, that's a sign that Dolan does fully support what's going on here. It's funny, BT, I'll just mention quickly. We are all trying to figure it out. It's an interesting topic. And when I saw the conflicting reports from Mike Francesa and Chris Russo, I didn't know what to believe.
But yeah. Well, who did you believe back in the day when they were talking about something on The Fan? There's your answer. Who was your guy? Were you a Mike or a Chris guy?
I loved Chris, man. I loved Chris. I was too young to like try to figure out who was right and who was wrong. I was just listening in the back of my dad's car when we were doing long drives. But I loved both of those guys, obviously.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, to me, you know, Chris was the unpredictable, nut job, wacky variable. And I loved him. But I just felt like Mike, you know, Mike was the connected, you know, the Giants family. I'm not saying Chris had no contact. I don't mean that. But
that was
a perfect compliment. So I was a Mike and a Chris guy, but for different reasons. All right. So the pipe dream, and I don't think this is happening, but this is what you do for a living. We're going to talk about Giannis until he's either dealt or not dealt. He's not coming to the Garden, is he?
Look, it was on Milwaukee to make a move, right, to kind of show Giannis their commitment to winning a championship. That's what he's about. That's what he wants to do. He wants this second title. The Miles Turner move is a big move. I mean, that's probably the biggest move they could have made given their salary constraints. And so, according to ESPN, Giannis was, you know, not involved in the process, but on board with playing with Turner. And so you put two and two together, and you would think he's off the board for now because it was about what is Milwaukee going to do. They made a big swing today. If I'm kind of analyzing the board, I would take him off my board right now after the Turner thing because that's what he wanted. That's what he got. And I would assume he's happy. I know there was a couple of reports about him being upset about Damian Lillard and how that was handled. I think maybe both things could be true because, he's close with Lillard. Maybe you don't want to see Lillard go, but if that happens and you bring in Miles Turner, you could be happy. So
that's true.
Things are true there.
So until he retires, LeBron's name comes. It's let's talk about him here and there. I don't want him. I was saying this yesterday. Like, I know this is going to sound ludicrous for some because I've never seen the Knicks win a championship with my own eyes, right? Like, basically all of us except for, you know, most of us. I would rather not win and not have LeBron because I don't want to be beholden to him. Like, if he was to come here, and I think that they could mess around and trade him to somebody, but, like, if he came here and they win the championship, it's going to be all about LeBron. And he didn't want us when we were struggling and down on the mat, and I don't want him now. So, number one, am I an idiot for saying that? And number two, just confirm the fact there's no chance LeBron's coming to the Garden, right?
Number one, definitely not. I understand your perspective there. I get it. I'm sure other Knicks fans feel the same way. But I would say, just as a player, taking everything out of the everything else out of the equation, obviously it could help you win some games and get you to that next level. But I get it. Number two, I'm not saying the only reason I'm not saying 0.0 chance is because I don't see a trade here, right, with LeBron and the Lakers, because you would have to gut your any team would have to give up so much just a salary match for a trade for a player making $50 million. And so then I think if there is a divorce coming here as crazy as it sounds, is it a buyout? And then LeBron can control where he wants to go and could clearly sign for much less than $50 million based on where everybody's cap is if he wants to go somewhere. So in that scenario, if he's a free agent, he's going to take like an exception or whatever the case may be and go where he wants to go. I can't rule out the possibility of him choosing here because of the history of the place, how he talks about the Garden. Yeah. And I do, you know, any team would love to add him because of what he still brings to the table, even at his advanced age.
Yeah, I mean, the team's one thing, the fan base another thing. I'm going to take a pass on that. Is there, you know, it's not quite $200 million, but the Knicks do have a decision on Bridges here. He gave up a ton to get him. I'm sure they like him. There's no way they can be in love with him. What is he guaranteed to be around for a bunch of years, or can he get shipped out?
You know, with Durant off the board, and I don't think the Knicks were ever seriously in on Durant, but and Giannis, I think, off the board, I don't see a scenario here where you trade Mikal Bridges and you're getting a clear upgrade. Are there situations kind of bubbling under the surface where the Knicks want to wait it out and see how it plays out with different situations with star players? Maybe. But based on what we know with Giannis, I thought that was the one kind of holdup in terms of the Mikal Bridges extension. You take him off the table, I assume it would be all systems go on an extension, and which to me is a good move. I know he was up and down last year. He drove fans crazy. I get it. But I do think, you know, moving forward, if he can get more comfortable and play the way he knows, the way he's played in the past, specifically offensively, mm-hmm. he can help you win games and he can help you get to where you want to go.
Yeah, and listen, I know the Knicks are going to be good next year. I know that. You know, how good, we'll eventually get the answer, but there's just too many issues here. And we know some of this is obviously repetitive and regurgitated stuff here, but, you know, you got Brunson and Cat on the floor at the same time. You're dead defensively. If you have, say, Josh Hart as your two guard, number one, you're a small backcourt because Jalen's small as well. And, you know, even though Josh moves all around the court, you're a two guard who can't shoot when you're playing two guard. And I just don't think there's a perfect match here. And then I do like the move with not even a kid. He's about 27, 28. The center from the Sixers, 2 years, $12 million, big energy. Does that mean they're looking to move Mitch, or is he just another piece?
I think he's a piece of that puzzle right now.
Yeah.
In the current alignment. I mean, look, trade opportunities, who knows? But right now, as we're talking here, 1 p.m., BT, he's a piece of the puzzle. I don't think he's looked at as a guy who, as you move forward with the plan for this roster next year, he won't be there. He's fully a part of the plans. You know, starting off the bench, I would try to guess today, they go to that Cat Mitchell Robinson starting five, but there's no coach yet, so it's hard to say. But I would think that's kind of the thought process, like, there. And so Yabusele, who you mentioned, you know, he fantastic talent, really played well in Philadelphia. And I think he's got the versatility to where if it is Karl Towns and it is Mitchell Robinson in a starting lineup, he could back up either of those guys. He mm-hmm. could be the backup for either one, and it gives them, you know, some options where maybe they didn't have with the previous roster. And I think it means that it's obvious to say, but Fresh Tachua, who I want to say I appreciate his time in New York and the way he handled the media, it seems like that he will be going elsewhere next season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I like the move here. I think his energy is going to play in the Garden. I think he's going to really be a bit of a fan favorite, can jump, he's strong. So I think he's 6'8", about 260 or 270. Interesting build. But I got to go here. But it's interesting is, you know, not a coach. I mean, as much as we're sitting here making sense of the Knicks situation, I mean, just how completely ass-backwards is this that we're sitting here talking about all these moves being made, could be made, without a coach?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, it's an important element in the selling process. Obviously, Jordan Clarkson comfortable enough to commit to New York. Gershon Yabusele comfortable enough to commit to New York. But if you're talking about, you know, a bigger move, I don't see how a player could commit here without the head coach. It is, it's certainly not how the sequence usually goes here. But look, Mike Brown, supposed to be talking to James Dolan, talking to the Knicks, including James Dolan today. That to me, when you look at how this process works around the NBA, once you get to the later stages and ownership is involved, it usually means that you're getting close to the finish line.
Yep.
Maybe we'll hear more about that later today, tomorrow. We'll see.
Hey, listen, I know you're busy. I really appreciate you carving out some time. I know the fans love it. Ian Begley, SNY, good information. You know, I'm not going to make stuff up to get clicks. So I know you are busy, as I said. Appreciate you hopping on. Lengthy convo. Thank you, dude. Very much appreciated.
Always good to be with you, brother. Take care.
You got it, man. I've just been a fan of his for a long time. I like him. All right, 888-808-101. I know Sal likes him, too. He just fits in. He's good. He's, you know, just so much nonsense out there. What do you believe? Who do you trust? I trust Ian Begley. What do you want me to say? 888-808-1019. Back to the calls. Reset the Yanks. The Mets stuff. Some Knicks stuff as well. If you want to react to that. Let's get the update, though, first. Bogish coming at you, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.